Today, we have the long-anticipated 4th annual pre-Halloween special, 2024. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
There are things that go bump in the night. Unexplained mysteries in the world. You are told there's no such things as monsters, but we know the truth. Ghosts, monsters, demons, all the unnatural exist. Be afraid and sit back. Welcome to Pop City Culture. Ghost to ghost.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka. My God. My name is Reggie Brown, the Pod God. Hey, everybody, welcome to Pop City Culture. One of the most listened to international podcasts around the world. And as you know, I have been waiting for this day, man. This is the 4th annual pre-Halloween day special. My God, this is the only day we get to talk about all of our stories. But we're going to have them the next 3 days. We're going to have it covered. It's going to be a party zone, man. That's right. So, before we get on to that, we got a great show for you all today. And like I said, before we get to that, let me introduce you to my older creepy brother from the same mother. Hakeem, Mr. Halloween Brown.
Hey, family. Welcome back to Pop City Culture. Bye, kids, for kids. And thank you for checking us out. This is the Halloween Day special. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we are actually here. This is incredible.
I know, right, man?
Reggie, what say you?
I can't believe it has been 4 years and we are still going strong. And people love us. And we're going to show.
We have a lot of stuff going on today.
Yes.
First, we're going to give a shout out to all the spooky kids out there dressing up.
Spooky.
Getting ready to dress up for tomorrow for Halloween. Man, it's going to be awesome. It's really going to be awesome.
Sure is, my brother.
You know, finally, we don't have to worry about what?
COVID.
We don't have to worry about who?
COVID.
We don't have to worry about when?
COVID.
Yes, that's right. Because, I mean, you know, the past few years, it's been COVID this, COVID that.
COVID
it's been
here.
COVID everywhere. So.
Yep.
We get to go out.
Yes.
Do some real Halloween trick-or-treating.
Absolutely.
And what? Get some candy. Do you like candy?
I love candy.
How much do you like candy?
A million times. That's why.
A million times.
Yeah, I know, right?
Whatever, man.
It's true.
What's going to be cool? We want everybody to know this stuff.
What?
You know, there may be some kids out there tomorrow who want to get a jump on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, We are gonna have the we're gonna broadcast
what
a live Halloween special tomorrow. But
yes,
you can hear it again. I mean, if you want to hear it when you come back from trick or treating, that's cool too. You know what I'm saying?
It's very cool.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you guys, oh my God, it should be really cool for you because
why?
We got some good stories.
We got some real good stories, people, because people sent them in, so you're gonna love them all.
Yeah. So me and my brother, we've been waiting for this. Now these are stories, people. Out there in podcast land, you guys told us these stories, we your loyal podcaster hosters,
Pod God.
We want to bring it to you, and we just want you to hear all these creepy stories that leave you feeling just a little bit unsettled.
Creepy.
That's right. Because
creepy.
'Tis the season
to be creepy.
It's time. There's some spooky stories.
Yes, let's get to it. I want to hear.
Reggie, are you ready to be scared?
I am ready.
Come on, Reggie. Because I remember last year, you had to sleep with the light on.
Man,
you know, you would not sleep with that light.
Why you got to tell people this,
Reggie,
stuff?
Everybody knows it because everybody knows you scared, man.
Nobody don't know that stuff unless they go back and listen.
If I start telling these stories, are you going to be sleeping in my room tonight saying, I can't sleep. I'm scared.
Man, you sound stupid. I'm not going to do that. No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay, so.
Get out with the story.
Ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so this is a story from one of our listeners, Fiber Wong.
Okay, going on.
Now, these are all short ones. These ain't no big, long essays like last year.
They were totally long ones.
Make them short so we can get a lot of them.
Make them nice and short so we can get a lot of them.
Are you ready, Reggie?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Reggie?
I am ready.
Are you ready, Reggie?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Get out, do it. Go on.
I was at home by myself one night, hanging out with my chameleon. He hangs out on his tree in front of the window while I'm awake, and at night, when the lights are on inside. You can see your reflection on the window. I was facing the window, watching my chameleon, and he was watching me when I saw a dark figure in the reflection of the window move across the room. I know my chameleon saw it too because he flinched and both of his eyes were locked on whatever was behind me. I was so scared I didn't move or do anything, but then I looked around me and nothing was there.
Oh my God, that is scary.
Oh man.
Oh my
Reggie,
God.
I don't know, Reggie. We never had a chameleon. What did we have?
We had an iguana.
We had an iguana. We had this like, iguana.
That's what I just said.
I know.
Man.
Yeah, we had an iguana before.
Yeah, we did.
I can't imagine having a chameleon do that.
That would be.
And then you see a figure, man?
I know, dude.
Oh, my God.
Brother, I'd be hightailing it. I'd be hightailing it.
Life can be scary. Life can be so scary.
Horrible. Horror, man.
Did you like that one?
I love that.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm going to try to outdo each of the last stories, but this ain't in no order.
Okay.
So just letting you know.
You let me know.
Okay.
You let me know.
Next story.
Let's get to it.
This is from Saimru.
All right, go on.
This happened last week. I was sleeping in bed and suddenly woke up like something had made me jump. I saw the outline of a person, too dark to see anything else, standing next to my bed. I assumed it was my boyfriend. I laughed and said, "Oh my God, you scared me." And he got into my bed. I reached out my arm to hug him and felt nothing. I turned the light on. And the room was empty.
Oh my God.
Yes, Reggie.
Ooh, seriously? Oh my.
Reggie, that's scary. Can you
imagine? I don't want to imagine that.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine that?
I can't imagine that. No.
I can't imagine.
Can you?
Oh my God.
No, right, man. That is definitely scary.
I don't know what I would do. I have no idea what I would do, but man, I'm going to tell you.
Man, you'd be so scared you'd pee your pants. I know you would.
Okay. Wait.
I got another one.
Get it.
Let me hear it.
Hang on a second.
Okay, go on.
Hang on.
This should be good. Get your papers ready. Get your papers.
Okay.
All right, go on.
This is from Aaron Barrett.
Okay, this should be good. Go on.
And it goes like this.
Oh, here we go.
I was looking after my mother's house for a week while she was on holiday. She had two cats that came in and out of the house by a cat flap. Very nice animals, always cuddly and playful, even when they were old. So, I get woken up in the middle of the night by loud meows from downstairs. I thought maybe the cat flap was stuck and they wanted to get out. I go downstairs to check and open the hallway door, and there are at least 50 black cats sitting in the hallway, staring back at me. Then I see my mother's cat sat amongst them, just chilling and meowing happily. I left them all to do whatever they were gonna do. I ran back into my bedroom, pulled the covers over my head, and went to sleep. By morning, they were all gone.
Oh, nope. Not
now
me.
That's
not
scary.
I can't imagine.
Man, 50 black cats. Oh my!
Why, dude?
Where do you get 50 black cats? Where are they?
I don't know where they come from.
I don't get it.
From the devil.
You know?
Yep, from the devil.
You know, hey, I wonder if that was on Halloween.
I know, dude.
That, you know,
oh my God. All the witches come out.
That almost
with their
reminds me of
stuff
that Planet of the Apes movie when Caesar is standing in front of all the other apes, teaching them how to speak.
I remember like, that. I remember
Black
that.
Black cat's got some power.
Dude, that was, ape had game. That ape had game. That, you know what? The cat had game, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, because if that cat's gonna order all these cats to come in there, that cat's got some power.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
Wait.
Hang on.
You got another one?
I got another one.
Throw it at me, brother. Throw it at me.
Here it is. This is from John.
Okay. Come on, John.
This one looks pretty good. Hang on. Because I haven't read this one, so this is the first time I'm reading it.
Okay.
In late 2015, I was laid off from my job, zoo, and was staying with my grandparents for a couple of months. My grandparents have two little dogs, and because Grandpa worked nights and Grandma was always in Texas for a month, they were really glad to have someone around to feed and walk the dog during the day. One night, when I was home alone, I'm relaxing in the tub when, through the skylight in the bathroom, I can hear whispers, hushed voices, that can only be coming from the back porch. I think I must be hearing things, but then both dogs started barking their heads off. My blood runs freezing cold, and I leapt out of the bath, put on my clothes, and run to the porch door, but whoever was there was already gone. I took a shovel and walked to the perimeter of the house, but found nothing. After that, Grandpa updated the security system. Now, over this past summer, I had went back, and my grandpa said he had heard the same thing. And when he went outside that night, he had seen a skeleton walking away from the house.
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God. I'd be running.
Oh my God.
Heck no.
I'm gonna have to leave the light on tonight.
Reggie, I don't know what to say about that. What say you?
I say if I saw a skeleton like that, I'd be running. I don't know what I'd do. I would faint.
Oh man, I would never want something like that to happen.
Well, who would, man?
I don't
know
what I would do. Have you ever seen a skeleton anyways in real life?
No, have you?
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
have you ever seen one?
Why would I see that?
I mean,
in real death?
You know what? I have.
What? Really?
Yeah, this was a real human skeleton.
No, get out of here.
I saw it at the museum. At the museum, they had some science thing. You had to get a permission slip.
Oh, man.
I remember Dad signed it and went to the school. And, they had a skeleton. It was scary.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, you actually think
what?
That all those bones are inside of us, and to see a person without their flesh.
Are they dead? Huh?
Of course they're dead, Reggie. They're not alive. I mean, come on.
Wake up, make me sound stupid again, man. I was just asking you a question, man.
Do you understand what I just read?
Yes, I do.
It was a skeleton walking away.
Yeah?
So it was like a creepy ghost or like some zombie thing or something.
I know. I get it.
Are you telling me you didn't get it? You just got scared but didn't understand what the story was?
Shut up, man. I got it, man.
I'm not saying anything.
Man,
I'm just saying, whatever, Reggie. Calm down. The sun's going down.
Man, why you keep saying that stupid stuff, man?
Okay.
I ain't the Hulk, dumbass. Go on.
Here's another one.
All right, go on.
This is from Cat.
Okay.
Yeah, we just read a story about Cat.
I know we did. 50 cats.
Hey.
What?
Look how she spells it. Catty cat.
Catty.
Sort of like kitty cat. Catty cat.
That's cool. Okay.
Over this past summer, I was living alone in my apartment in a relatively safe college town. I was always paranoid and locked the door anytime I got home from somewhere, especially since I'm a female living somewhere alone. One morning, I woke up to go to the bathroom, and as I'm there, I hear the front door creak open. Obviously scared, I carefully leave the bathroom and look around the corner to see the front door open about 6 inches. I slowly check the apartment for intruders, only to find nothing. Somehow the door was unlocked while I was sleeping and opened by what I chose to call the wind. Needless to say, for the rest of the time I was alone in the apartment, I had a knife close by, but it didn't stop there. A week later, I woke up and I heard the door open again. Now, this time, I had put a chair under the door on the inside. When I went to the door, the chair was off to the side and a little boy was sitting in the chair. Shocked and amazed, I walked up to him and said, "Who are you?" He was about to answer when he disappeared right in front of my face.
Oh, say it ain't so, man.
Now that, dude, is a ghost story.
It is ghostly. It's
disappeared
scary.
In front of you?
The face, man?
Dude, how does somebody...
How is that possible?
How in the world can somebody... Can somebody tell me how somebody disappears in front of your face?
They're a ghost.
Obviously, they're a ghost.
I know. Shut up, man.
Oh,
I was just trying
man,
to...
Now, what? Everybody, let me tell you guys something.
What are you going to tell them?
This is...
What?
A preview. Yes, a preview of what's to come tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have the scariest stories.
Yeah, so y'all better be here.
So you guys got to come back and hear our stories tomorrow.
You definitely got to come back because we're going to have a lot of stories. You know?
And as you know, this is the pre-Halloween day special. Not the after party. We have an after party too, but it is a pre-Halloween special.
Of what is to come with the ghost stories and the most stories that you're going to see here. And it should be cool.
Hang on.
What?
We have a couple more.
You do?
Yeah. Let me see where we are here. Okay.
Go on.
See, now these are nice short ones because we can throw so many out there. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
This is from that person calls themselves Mr. Fantastic.
Fantastic at what?
So let's see if his story is fantastic.
Yeah, let's see, brother. Let's see.
Now, as far as we know, Reggie, I'm going to tell you, these are all true stories from people sending them in, right?
Yep, that's what I heard.
We told them, hopefully they ain't making these up because,
dude,
these are like are you scared yet there, Reggie?
They're legit.
Okay, I guess we'll see tonight.
Man, shut up, man. You still talking about that crap?
Mr. Fantastic story goes like this.
Go on.
I was home with my sister, and I happened to look out the window and saw a woman skipping down the road singing. Okay, kind of weird, but she's enjoying herself. Then she slows down, stops, kneels down in the road, and sits dead still for like an hour. I told my sister not to go outside while she was there. I kept checking on her every once in a while. After a while, she stood up and started skipping and singing again, like nothing happened. And then she walked in front of our house. She had a long red cloak on with a hood. I never saw her face, but she kneeled down. And again, she sat there for nearly an hour. A neighborhood dog was running down the street, and he stopped in fear. He stepped in front of her, not knowing who she was. He tapped her, and the cloak just dropped to the ground, as if the woman just vanished inside of it, leaving the cloak behind. The dog howled and ran away really fast, never to be seen again. And my sister saw this whole thing.
Oh, man. No.
Oh, my goodness. Now that... Man, can you imagine somebody steps in front of your house?
Nope, I want to imagine
your
that.
Your place of residence. A place where you think you're safe forever.
You ain't safe nowhere, man.
Oh, my
nowhere.
God. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know.
You'd run, man.
What would you do, Reggie?
I'd run. Man, seriously, what do you think I'd do?
Some of these people...
Stupid?
I know, you know... I'm sitting there saying some of these people are sort of asking for these horror moments to happen.
Dumb stuff they do.
They're just sitting there, like, provoking us up. Right? Well, except for that cat one.
I know.
With, like, 50 cats.
That was scary.
I would have ran out the house.
I would have booked it. Yep.
I would have just ran.
No doubt.
I don't know what I would have did, but...
What?
Maybe lock myself in a closet. I don't know. Or lock myself... Reggie, you would have locked yourself in the kitchen, because that's where the food is.
Man, of course, man. What you think? Man,
I know, right?
Because I'm smart, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, hang on. Let me see how many stories we got left.
All right. Check.
Let me think about time for one more. I'm going to read this one.
I hope we got time. Okay. Make it good.
This is from Ben.
Okay, go on.
When I was 6 years old or so, I used to share my room with my brother. And one morning I woke up and he wasn't in bed. It was barely dawn, so the room was dark and I was obviously scared. I went to check in my parents' room to see if he climbed into bed with them, and they weren't there. Nobody was home. So I went outside because I couldn't stand being alone in the house by myself. It was so foggy, I could barely see my driveway. There was no car, and it was just so silent that it was freaking me out. I ran to my backyard where I knew my dog would be, but he wasn't there. I was completely alone in my home, in this fog. I fell asleep under my bed. But I went outside again. I didn't see anything. Anyways, I woke up in from under my bed to hear a chatter from the kitchen. Apparently, my brother had some ear gum infection and was running a high fever, throwing up and such, so they took him to the hospital. My little brother was 4, and he turned out to be all right. My dog was just out and about somewhere in the neighborhood and just wasn't close to my house. When I was out there in southern Louisiana, we don't have fences in a lot of neighborhoods, and we live a little distance from the next house over, and this was common. But what really got everybody was we heard a noise in the bathroom. My dad went in to look. He opened the door and he screamed. Somehow, an alligator had gotten into the bathroom and closed the door.
Say what? Oh my goodness.
Dude, that has. Dude, that has like horror all over it.
Capital H.
I have no idea.
I couldn't imagine that.
No idea what I would do.
Can you imagine being on the toilet going to the bathroom and seeing the alligator?
I would just be freaked so out.
I would too, man. I'd be scared.
Like there's no tomorrow.
What? There ain't no yesterday either. There ain't no tomorrow, yesterday, or anything.
I want to tell everybody one thing, though.
All right, go on. What are you going to tell them?
We do enjoy doing these yearly scary ghost to ghost podcast.
Yes, we do.
So everybody gets in the mood.
Yep.
For
Halloween.
Halloween.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we definitely want to tell you guys, hey, tomorrow's going to be off the hook.
Yes, it
is,
everybody.
Definitely got to come back here and hear what we have to say.
Definitely.
Hey, in my opinion, it is going to be good.
In my opinion, too, man.
What say you, Reggie?
I say it's going to be off the hook. Everybody's going to love it. You definitely got to come back here because we got a lot of stuff for you.
Yep.
It'll be really good. And you know what? It's Halloween. So, you know, if you don't go out, check us out. You know what I'm saying? Check us out, man. And if you do go out, be safe, you know?
Here's the thing.
What's the thing there, my brother? What? What is it?
We want everybody to be safe tomorrow.
Definitely. I just said that, too.
And we want everybody to not go hog wild.
That's right. That's what I pretty much just said, too, there, brother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're hoping.
Well, what are you hoping? Make it original this
that,
time. That what? What? Spit it out there, brother. Spit it
you
out.
You guys get a lot of candy.
I know. I want to get a lot of candy.
Who doesn't love candy, huh?
I love candy. Everybody loves candy.
I love candy.
I definitely love candy so much.
Yep.
Yes.
So.
What?
That being said, I want to thank you for joining us here on this Halloween Day special. And thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. Thank you for making us one of the most listened to podcasts around the world. Remember, our success is your success. You can download our past podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, and night. I'll see you next time here with my brother, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and... What, Reggie?
A pinch of black attitude. That's right.
Yeah. And as always, be kind and affectionate to one another.
Yep.
Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, that was some scary stories. I can't wait till tomorrow. Everybody, you got to join us here tomorrow because it's going to be off the hook. We don't have candy and stuff here. So... My brother thinks I'm going to be scared. I bet he's going to be scared. You know, okay, I might be a little scared. But anyways, Pop City Culture, always delightful, always insightful. See you next time here. Bye, everybody.